This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is heading to Texas today to promote American energy. And during a stop in the Houston area, he's expected to unveil executive orders aimed at expanding U.S. oil and natural gas production. The White House says the actions will cut red tape and streamline approving permits for pipelines. Attorney General William Barr back on Capitol Hill for another budget hearing today, but likely he'll be spending most of his time again taking questions about the Mueller-Russia report. In a House hearing yesterday, Democrats demanded that he release the unredacted version of that report. He says he can't do that, but
we will provide explanatory notes describing the basis for each redaction.
And Barr told lawmakers he expects to release that redacted version of the report within a week. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The vote count still close, but Israeli media is reporting that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has won a record fifth term as Prime Minister. Heavy snow and drenching rain and flooding to impact millions of Americans in the central and eastern U.S. A slow-moving storm could dump as much as 2 feet of snow on parts of the plains and the upper Midwest today and tomorrow. EU leaders are expected to get back to the UK today about granting an extension to the Brexit date. British Prime Minister Theresa May telling the Parliament that she will honour the 2016 referendum in which voters narrowly approved leaving the trading bloc.
The best Brexit for the UK is to be able to leave in an orderly way, to be able to leave with a deal. And I do want to ensure that that Brexit does indeed honour the result of the referendum. There are members of this House who don't want to honour the result of the referendum. I do.
The UK was set to leave the EU this Friday. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he will release his tax returns to the public by Monday. The Vermont senator explaining ahead of times that the book sales he's enjoyed over the years have helped make him a millionaire. Sanders vowing to release 10 years of his tax returns, and he's challenging President Trump to do the same. President Trump has long cited an IRS audit as the reason that he cannot release his tax returns, although Democrats in the U.S. House are now making efforts to try to get them from the U.S. Treasury. Inflation rose 0.4% in March, and it's up 1.9% over March of last year. The month-to-month increase is right on analysts' predictions, but year-to-year, that's up more than anticipated. The so-called core CPI, which leaves out food and energy prices, well, that was up 0.1% from February to March, and up 2% from a year ago. Those figures are below what the experts had predicted. And an American Airlines flight attendant still has a job despite spilling drinks on the CEO of the airline. Matty Peters and the rest of the crew were warned last week that CEO Doug Parker would be joining them on a flight from Phoenix to Dallas. The 28-year-old Peters says she was offering beverages in first class when someone in the aisle bumped into her and sent her tray flying, spilling drinks all over Parker. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the interviews are right there. We're givers, so they're absolutely free to you. Just download, share them with your friends and neighbors, pass on the good word. It is our pleasure. And it's our pleasure right now to bring on the one and only James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing great. How about you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm in Alohaville, the Big Island, as I was mentioning to you earlier. Gosh, what a terrific place, and just a really, really special, special island here. And I've got some friends here, and they have been saying for a long time I needed to come here, and finally had a chance, and here we are, and enjoying it, and relaxing in between whenever I can. You know, not bad.
Yeah, have you passed the Mazie-Hirono volcano?
As a matter of fact, came close to it yesterday because we did a little venture, and we went through one route that was supposed to be a scenic route. And I told my wife, I said, I'm going to change the sign to not so scenic. But she goes, come on, we saw the botanical gardens, you know, it's scenic. And I go, well, okay, all right, I'll give you that. But no, I mean, you know, it's just the way the growth is here. Yeah, but Hirono,
how is it that people who are surrounded by such natural beauty can vote for someone as crazy as Mazie? How can they do that?
It's incongruous, but that's the same thing. It's why do Jews vote Democrat when the Democratic Party does everything they can to work against them? Or blacks, you know, people of color. It's like, wait a minute. This party is the party of the Ku Klux Klan. They have supported Margaret Sanger, who has murdered through Planned Parenthood about 40% of your babies, and you still vote Democrat? That doesn't make, you know, it's one of those non sequiturs and insane kind of considerations that I find myself pondering from time to time. But you're exactly right, and especially, you know, when you come here and you get to know the people here, the Ohana of the islands, they're just so sweet, and all they want to do is live life and enjoy nature. And then meanwhile, they're involved and they keep voting in people that want to social engineer things and really murk the waters up. And really, I mean, they're antithetical to the basic heartbeat of the Hawaiian people. I just don't know how to glue those and connect those dots, you know?
Yeah, no, it's hard, especially when you think about how important tourism is to Hawaii.
Right.
And when you actually have someone, you know, promoting a new Green Deal that would have people having to swim to Hawaii.
Yes. Well, she even got that joke. she did get that joke, so she's not totally disconnected. So I saw her, you know, she did laugh and chuckle a little bit on that one. But, you know, she knew that she couldn't go too overboard because that would upset the party line and faithful, even if it is somebody from the extreme left.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, the Hawaiian people need to vote in people that don't support that particular New Green Deal and that support tourism for Hawaii and business-friendly Hawaii. Can you imagine?
Oh, I can. And the thing is, it's getting to be tough enough as it is because Hawaii, being the destination that it is and the natural that it is something that God has created and given us a gift to enjoy, but yet the politicians come in and they're taxing the heck out of tourists. And it's going to end up dissuading people here because they're going to get fed up with paying the taxes. You know, it's just it's rather annoying. You know, you want to be this welcoming, you know, island and everything else. You come here, and meanwhile, it's a shakedown at the door because of the taxes and, you know, resort fees and all this added stuff they charge you.
Yeah, no bueno. Typical.
Well, it is. It is typical. I mean, hey, look, you're in California. I was born and raised in California. I mean, you talk about shakedowns. I mean, you know, the state believes that people are going to put up with with anything that comes out of Sacramento because of the climate there and the state is as great that it is, you know?
No, it's that universal belief that somehow the taxing power is absolute and that there's no limit to the percentage of income or now we're talking about taxing, taking pieces of people's assets, but that somehow you can do that and still have a productive economy. You know, both history.
That's never been proven. There's no evidence of that. Right.
No, the opposite is proven.
Exactly.
The opposite is proven.
But we're going to go where, you know, fools, you know, love to go, and we're going to be dragged along with them because whether it's California or, you know, Hawaii or other states to continue to vote these knuckleheads in, you know, and it's time for the people to hold them accountable, to say, look, you know, this is a mess. We just went through this Mueller investigation, James. I mean, $67 million, you know, and this is counting, okay? And it wasn't 67 just for Mueller. I think Mueller's part was 30. It had to be at least 30. And then there's all the other hearings and Congress time and money that's involved here when we could have been working on, oh, gosh, do we have an immigration? Do we have a border problem? Or do we have a drug problem or an infrastructure issue? Could we, you know, could our time be better used for something like, oh, and let's not even talk about health care. Now, let's go and let's just figure out how much we hate Trump and let's spend a lot of time and resources doing everything we can to participate in a coup of a duly elected president of the United States. 63 million people pushed the lever, said, we want Donald Trump to be president. And the Democrats in their own ego says, we know better. You know, and I got to tell you this. This is really something that came out. I don't know if you saw this the other day. This was on Sunday on Fox. Normally, Chris Wallace hosted. I think Bill Hemmer was co-hosting or subbing for Chris. And Marie Harf was on. And Marie, you know, she gives that, you know, Democratic side. She was part of the Obama regime, which, you know, of course, she says was very successful. And okay, well, I'll give you that. You know, you worked for him, so you have to believe that. But what she said after that was quite concerning, and it told me everything. I mean, up till then, I just said, okay, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. She's a politico. She's worked in it. She's, you know, she's been indoctrinated and is pretty filled up with the grape juice and that. But what she told me really exposed her heart, and I believe the heart of the Democratic Party, and that is that she didn't much care about what people thought about a particular topic, that the Democrats knew better and that they were going to affect policy and change laws and just bring America along for the ride. And I thought, wow, First of all, it's pretty honest. And up until then, I was kind of just giving her the benefit of the doubt and thinking, okay, well, you know, she's just, you know, she's on the team, so she's got to, you know, she's got to be a team member in that and kind of go along. And maybe she's not quite entrenched with, you know, the deep state and the whole deep, and I say it's a dark, antithetical philosophy that the Democrats have bought, and I say antithetical to the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, and it's strange that these same people are the people who wrongly misuse the term democracy and are always talking about the democracy being threatened, and yet what you're seeing with Marie Harf is she's enunciating a central point of the left.
Got to go to break. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with James Hurston. Yes, the one and only continues. Best-selling author, legal analyst, and law professor. James, as you were saying before, I mean, this elitism that has spread, it is so dangerous, but it is well entrenched within the Democratic Party. They know better. I mean, their whole perspective is based on the coast. They think everybody flyover state and everybody in between is inconsequential, and so much so that they're willing to take away their vote and supposedly give it to them because, you know, one man, one vote, and we're going to get rid of the Electoral College. And by doing such, it negates any kind of position by these states that they feel they're all backward and don't know better.
Yeah, beware the people who use the term democracy often and are the most undemocratic in terms of their actual governance. That's who the Democrat Party is. Because, in fact, that they believe, as you said, in measures that would reduce the influence of people in terms of their voting power. They want to give felons and people who are in the country illegally and also those that are deceased the right to vote. Mm-hmm. Right. And basically, they want to also do ballot harvesting and other shenanigans, which undermines democracy. And the reason is because the elite think they know better than you what our policy should be. And they, so much so that instead of addressing the issues that you raised in the last segment, issues like the border crisis, issues like infrastructure, issues like aspects of education, trade, instead of addressing those issues, what they want to do is go on with investigations. This is after a counter-investigation was launched in 2015, a counterintelligence investigation, an FBI investigation after that, an investigation by the Senate, bipartisan, an investigation by the House, and the biggest investigation perhaps in American history by a partisan group of attorneys investigators under Robert Mueller, all of which came up empty at finding a crime that President Trump or even really any of the people associated with were involved in that related to their central point. And that was either this Russian collusion or the obstruction of justice. Yet now, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, Elijah Cummings, that's all they want to do, despite what Nancy Pelosi says to the people. She says, oh, no, we're going to work on the issues. No, they're not.
No,
they are
not.
They're obsessed with 2016. They're still in for revenge, retribution, and to get some opposition research material for the motley crew that's running for president on their side in the primaries.
Well, I can only hope that the American people, James, let it be known loud and clear. In addition to the 63 million people that voted for Donald Trump, I would only hope that there would be a landslide effect that would take place in 2020 that would resoundingly, you know, shake the very core of D.C. and these elites. But, you know, the thing is about them, they're like cockroaches. They don't go away. They live another day. You can knock their heads off, and they somehow they're able to reproduce themselves because this has been going on from day one. You know, they're never going to go away totally. All you can do is do the best you can to put them in check because they are, in a sense, they're kind of like the law of gravity. They're pervasive, and they're always there. Whenever you have something like a constitution that wants to free the people, you will have antithetical forces that wants to enslave them. And the Democratic Party has been the party of enslavement even to this day. They've just, they've exchanged shackles for other things, but they ultimately do the same thing. They enslave people. They do not liberate. And this is what the voters need to look at with every person that represents them, are they adding or taking away from the liberties that our U.S. Constitution has provided for us? And if you go ahead and you knowingly vote for the Nancy Pelosi's and the, you know, the Maxine Waters and, you know, on down the line, and the rest of the Democratic ilk, the Omars and Tlaibs and that, and that's what you choose, well then, hey, look, at that's your choice, and God bless you. But, you know, for me and my house, we want freedom, and that's what we're voting for.
That's a great slogan. Me and my house, we want freedom.
Yes.
And absolutely, they stand for something that clearly is not freedom. It's control. They have the reins of control. They want to control what the American people eat, what the kinds of residents they live in, what kind of neighborhoods they live in, what kind of vehicles they drive, if they drive, what kind of transportation they have, all of these things. And the more government programs that they implement, the lower the number of liberties for Americans exist. And we've seen this pattern for decades, but it's accelerated. It's accelerated.
It really has.
And it's with these glittering promises. And it means that we're going to give you stuff. We're going to give you free tuition. We're going to give you you don't have to work, and we'll give you a wage. You're going to have this free health care. And it's a maxim in life. There's no free lunch. Nothing is free. You just learned from Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones that when it came to him, he needs heart surgery. Did he turn to the single-payer system that exists in Great Britain, or did he come to the United States where we still have some semblance of free market? And he wouldn't have to. Actually, the difference, of course, is if he chose Great Britain, he would die. But
he'd still be in line.
Yeah, because he'd be waiting. There's just an article in one of the reports from Britain saying that people who need cataract surgery are going to go blind. It's a choice that the utilitarian elites are making in Britain. Oh, we just can't. We don't have the resources, and we're the central planners. We're deciding, so you're going blind. That's
exactly
your single payer system.
And what's your value to society? You know, the actuary tables say that maybe you only got about 8 years left, so you're really not worth the investment. So hey, we'll just let we'll let time take over, and so you go blind, and happy trails, because we've got other people, younger people, to take care of, and so you're kicked to the curb here. Real quick here, because we only got a couple of minutes left. Jesse Smollett, he says, no, I ain't paying no penny. I ain't paying nothing to the city of Chicago for all the money that they invested, pursuing this hoax crime. Is he doubling down in the wrong direction here?
Well, yeah, I think he's going to regret it. It was $130,000. When this lawsuit kicks in, he'll look back in hindsight and say, man, I wish that was cheap. I wish I had paid it. First of all, there's an ordinance that allows the city to sue him for three times that. That's $390,000. Then he's going to have to pay the city's costs, attorney's fees. That'll take it up over $500,000. Then he's going to have to pay his own legal fees, which Mark Garagus is one of his attorneys. That alone will be $1 million. And the thing that someone needs to explain to Jesse is the difference between civil law and criminal law. Remember, O.J. Simpson found that out. Robert Blake found that out. You can be acquitted in a criminal case, and you turn around and you're found liable in a civil case. And the reason is, criminal case, the proof is beyond a reasonable doubt. In a civil case, it's far less. It's called a preponderance of the evidence. That means all they have to prove is that it was more likely than not. It's like a 51% test that Jesse Smollett committed the crime. And if he loses after a trial, that means a court is making a determination that this guy was nothing but a B-crime hate hoaxer.
James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is heading to Texas today to promote American energy. And during a stop in the Houston area, he's expected to unveil executive orders aimed at expanding U.S. oil and natural gas production. The White House says the actions will cut red tape and streamline approving permits for pipelines. Attorney General William Barr back on Capitol Hill for another budget hearing today, but likely he'll be spending most of his time again taking questions about the Mueller-Russia report. In a House hearing yesterday, Democrats demanded that he release the unredacted version of that report. He says he can't do that, but
we will provide explanatory notes describing the basis for each redaction.
And Barr told lawmakers he expects to release that redacted version of the report within a week. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Like is fresh and very independent. Okay, a little ornery here and there, but that's just for fun, just to make sure the blood is still circulating properly. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Janet Alvarez is going to be joining us in a few seconds, a financial expert, executive editor of Wise Bread and financial journalist with over 15 years of experience. We're talking spring cleaning, and I bet you've never thought about this. You know, when, you know, we think about spring cleaning, you know, our house and doing all this, but maybe we should stop and consider the spring cleaning of our wallets. And she's going to be sharing some expert advice on how simplifying your finances can set you up for a very successful rest of the year. And why not? You know, the best financial tools to streamlining and managing your finances to help attain your financial goals. She's going to be talking about that. Easy financial strategies to save money, but don't require big lifestyle changes. Are we starting to get your attention? And how to take advantage of programs to maximize your reward. So welcome, Janet Alvarez, to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, Janet?
Thank you, Bill. I'm well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to our conversation here. I mean, a novel concept here and a good idea. You know, while we're thinking of spring cleaning, why not spring clean our finances, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, spring cleaning is a wonderful annual ritual in which people take stock of what they have, what they need, and what they don't need anymore. And the same really applies to your finances. I mean, I know finances can be a little bit of a sensitive topic, but it's also an opportunity to take charge of your life and take charge of your financial future and where you'll be at the end of the year.
Exactly, because we want the end of the year to be, a good, a positive forecast, and better than maybe we need to make some adjustments right now so the end of the year comes out the way we'd want it to.
Precisely. And I think a good place to start is by looking at your wallet and looking what's in it. There was a study out by Bank of America that shows that 52% of Americans are carrying multiple rewards credit cards. So a typical scenario is somebody who has an airline rewards credit card and a hotel rewards credit card and a dining rewards credit card. And they end up not juggling these cards super well. So they might forget points on one card and never really use them, or not really take advantage of all these rewards programs well because they have too many cards. A simple solution that I really like is finding one card that's flexible, that rewards you across multiple different categories. The one I like right now is the Bank of America Cash Rewards card. It allows you to earn the 3% cash back on the category of your choice, and you can switch categories every month. So that means patterns change, it'll change with you.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's a great idea. What other great tips do you have for managing finances to set ourselves up for a financial successful year this year?
You want to automate your finances to the extent possible. So, you want to be able to do things that you just set and forget. A good place to start is your 401k plan at work. If your employer offers a 401k plan or a similar retirement program, speak with HR about getting set up. Go online and just set a certain amount that you want to contribute every month to your retirement, set it and forget it so that it's automated. There are also wonderful apps out there now. One that I like is called Acorns, for example, that allows you to save automatically. It'll just skim money off of every time you buy coffee or any other small purchase, skim the change off and send it to investment. And also you can use, consolidated dashboards like Bank of America's digital dashboard or your financial institution's mm-hmm. digital dashboard to get a look at where your finances are so that you have an automated view of your overall financial picture. That'll allow you to budget. And my final tip really is to just set concrete goals so that they're realistic and attainable. Rather than mm-hmm. saying, I want to take a vacation this year and I'm going to save for that vacation, you want to say, I need to save $2,000 this year for vacation. That way you have a real number you're working towards that you can back out of to figure out how much you need to save each month and where you can cut back each month to reach that goal.
And something, Janet, as simple as that, is having a tangible number in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
This is, proven time and again. This is what successful people do. And when I say successful, I mean when it comes to these kind of objectives. If it's listed and it's measurable like that, the chances of you being able to attain that goal and realize the vacation increases exponentially, does it not?
It absolutely does. And, financial psychology is a little bit like nutrition or dieting psychology. Sometimes we make impulse purchases because they feel good now. Buying that fancy new phone feels good now, but we don't think about how it's going to impact our finances next month or next year. Eating that delicious pizza tastes good now, but we don't think about how that's going to impact our health and weight goals over the long term. By automating your finances, you're not being tempted as often, right, because you're automatically mm-hmm. saving. By using your digital dashboard from Bank of America or your financial institution, you're being held accountable. It's like having a best friend that's showing you, sort of where you stand today and how you can make improvements. And by setting realistic, tangible goals, giving specific numbers to what you want to achieve, you're not just saying, I want to save money, or I want to pay down debt, or I want to lose weight, or I want to be healthier. You're saying, this is what I need to do to reach my specific goal.
Exactly. We're talking with Janet Alvarez, financial expert with the executive editor of Wise Bread and financial journalist with over 15 years of experience. Janet, I know when people start looking at their credit cards, they're kind of used to having a number of credit cards. How do you suggest minimizing the number of those credit cards in our wallets, but still maximizing
right.
the rewards we earn?
Right. So having a flexible rewards card like the Bank of America Cash Rewards card allows you to get the benefit of multiple different cards in a single card, because no longer do you need a separate card for dining rewards or airline rewards or online shopping rewards. In fact, you can have one card in which every month, if you wish, you can reset the category and earn 3% cash back on that category of your choice. That lightens the load in your wallet. It allows you to maximize your rewards because you're not forgetting rewards across different cards. You're using them on a single card that also allows you to apply those rewards in different ways. In fact, with the cash rewards card, you can get the cash back delivered to your Bank of America savings account, to your checking account. You can even have it delivered to the 529 college savings plan for your child or grandchildren or to your Merrill Edge or Merrill Lynch investing account. There are a number of different ways that you can apply the rewards so it can fit your lifestyle and fit your changing needs and priorities.
Janet, what about checklists or budgeting tools that you use to ensure you have full visibility of your finances?
The first place I recommend people start is with your bank's digital banking platform. And so Bank of America has a wonderful digital dashboard that gives you a consolidated view into your overall financial life. You can see your savings account, your checking account, your credit cards, and get a full view into where your finances start. There are also other wonderful budgeting tools out there. Some good ones are Mint.com or You Need a Budget that allow you to sort of track how much you're spending. But usually your digital dashboard from your bank will also do that for you. And it gives you a lot of accountability and visibility into how you're spending your money, where it's going, where you can cut back, and where you can make those material, tangible changes that will help you reach your goals.
Exactly. Well, as Jenna reported earlier, according to a recent Bank of America survey, 52% of Americans use multiple reward credit cards to earn rewards in different categories. And I like this this credit card that you mentioned, Janet, where you can, you know, select. I mean, because if you know that, there's, you know, some purchasing patterns that are going to alter, you can adjust and pick the category that's going to give you that 3% yield for that month. That's just an awesome idea. I'm really impressed by that.
Yeah, I mean, our lives change, our priorities change, our spending needs change. And so it's wonderful to have a card that's going to be flexible and reflect those changing patterns in your life. It's empowering. It lets you really maximize the rewards you're earning. And it simplifies things for you so that you're not juggling cards and not having to worry about whether you're really maximizing rewards across multiple different cards.
Well, Jenna, remind as we wrap everything up here, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. You can go to bankofamerica.com/choosemyrewards to learn more.
Well, she is the financial expert. Now you know why. Janet Alvarez. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Janet, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. I enjoyed it.
You got it. She is the executive editor of Wise Bread and financial journalist with over 15 years of experience. Hope you were taking notes there, okay, because, with all the spring cleaning that we're going to be doing anyway around the household, just a reminder that, hey, maybe it's time to spring clean your wallet. And the advice she shared with us should make it a little bit easier, okay? So enjoy, save your money, enjoy more of your money. Why not? Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference.
Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, we don't do it because it's easy. We know it's hard, but we're going to continue to fight the good fight. And thank you for joining in, because this is, after all, a government of, for, and by we the people. And if change is going to happen, it's going to happen because the people deem it to be so. So here it is. It's up to us to be the change that we want to see in others, and we'll take that step one step at a time. We're going to Israel right now to join up with Michael Friedson to get an update on the latest election results. It looks like Bibi is going to survive a historic fifth term. Michael Friedson is with the Media Line News Agency out of Israel. We had a chance to meet here, what was it, just a week ago, it seems like. Time goes so fast, Michael. We were able to get together with you and your wife, with Felice, at NRB in Anaheim, California. I'm now in Hawaii. You're back in Israel. So tell us from the ground floor what's going on there.
A lot of excitement. Elections here are taken very seriously. It was a cliffhanger, although I'm happy to say that I was on the was one of the few journalists who predicted hands down that Netanyahu was going to take it. All the signs were really there. As people look at the results and they see that there's a tie in the number of seats for the parliament, that's a little misleading. While the same number of seats, 35, was won by each of the two main parties, Netanyahu and mm-hmm. Benny Gantz's party.
Benny Gantz, right.
But what is really important is the fact that the president looks at the results, and the president determines which of the two has the obvious ability to put together a coalition. So in other words, mm-hmm. if one candidate got two or three more seats than the other, but the one with the fewer seats had the chance, it was predictable that they could indeed make a coalition government, they would get the nod to do so. So Netanyahu, on the throwaway figure, the lesser of the important figures, the number of seats, tied his opposition, but he clobbered him by 10 seats in terms of being able to put together a fellow coalition. So it's 99.9% certain that Netanyahu will indeed again be the prime minister. It'll be his fifth term. He had one term, then he was out of office, and this will be his fourth consecutive term. And those that like Bibi are excited, and those that don't like Bibi are a little disappointed this morning. It was kind of comical last night, though. Both candidates gave victory speeches.
Mm-hmm. So
I figured I'd wake up this morning and get my own.
Well, yeah, well, it was interesting because, you know, even last night as I was going to sleep in Hawaii time, was 97% of the vote counted in, 3% out there, and the 3% remaining was, mostly what IDF, which was the Israeli Defense Forces, which has a tendency to go conservative. And you would think that most of those votes, have they determined that final 3%, or is that going to be another week before that's determined?
Yeah, that takes a little bit of time, but it's really not going to affect the outcome in terms of the number of seats, in terms of being able to put together a coalition. The next step will be for the president to officially give the mandate to Netanyahu to put together a government. He'll have 45 days to do so. If for some reason he can't, they got another 45 days before they have to go back to the ballot box. But it's like, you should just know that it's not an easy thing putting together the coalition. It's real good old-fashioned horse trading. It's serious negotiating and a lot of serious demands. For instance, take, for example, the fact that the Kulanu Party, which was a first-time party in the previous election, came up with only four seats. One of those four seats is held by the current finance minister, who swears that, damn it, I better get that job again. So Bibi Netanyahu has to weigh one of the coalition partners that will only bring four seats to the mix, but wants one of the major plums in terms of the job. And he has to weigh that against others with more seats who want those plum jobs, too. It's not an easy thing. There's demands for cash. Parties' pet projects are funded by the government, and it's a very, very difficult, strenuous time for whoever wins, but they wanted it, so they got it.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, we still have we have some legal proceedings that Bibi has to endure at the same time, right?
Hey, you know, but what was amazing is that in the run-up to the election, the last couple of weeks, I didn't hear a word about the legal proceedings. If I read the foreign papers, they always included a parenthesis or a paragraph explaining that Bibi is under investigation and that indictments are expected to be handed down. But the whole discussion of Bibi's legal woes really did not carry through to the end of the campaign. The last couple of weeks, it has been just about normal campaigning, normal issues that you think you would encounter. There was a strong feeling by many that Bibi was not going to succeed this time. But ultimately, you have a savvy, experienced, top-of-the-line country leader up against a guy who never had political experience. He's a complete novice when it comes to this. And Gantz made some big, big mistakes.
What kind of mistakes did he make?
First of all, he even in his victory speech last night, he gave misinformation to the public, which is not something a leader of the country wants to do. He told the people who knew better than he that that whatever party gets the most seats is the prime minister automatically. That, of course, wasn't true, and that's going to be his undoing on that. When he decided to run, he decided to be silent. For a very long time, after he announced his candidacy, he wouldn't answer any question about any issue at all. He would just pose, keep his mouth shut, and he did very well in the polls for doing so. So that in itself wasn't a bad strategy. But that strategy has to come to an end. At some point, you have to tell the people what you represent, what you stand for. Mm-hmm. Gantz didn't really do that. And then he partnered with somebody who really has not been a successful politician. Yair Lapid, several elections ago, was the flash star. He's usually won in every election. He was the flash star then. People thought a lot of what he would be doing in the future. And the truth was, when Gantz decided to partner with his party, Lapid's party really had no air left in it. It was really on the ropes. It was questionable whether it would even get enough votes to pass the threshold to be in the next parliament. parliament, the Knesset, and Gantz chose to not only partner with him, but to cut a deal with him that would split the premiership 2 years out of the four-year term. Gantz would be the prime minister for 2 years, and Lapid would be the prime minister for 2 years. But Lapid wasn't even able to bring his own party up. So, you know, nobody can figure out why Gantz would think other than Lapid wouldn't bring his party down, which is really what happened. It could have been
a rather
different right there.
Yeah, on the face, seemingly a rather naive kind of move there, if not even a desperate move. What does, you know, the fact that there was little said locally about, you know, Bibi's legal challenges, what does that a portend of, Michael? Do you think that this is a lot to do about nothing, or maybe just the sentiment of the Israeli press is just to leave things, you know, let it set aside, let it work itself out, and meanwhile we've got an election to do?
Now, the Israeli press is, I don't want to sound like a partisan of Netanyahu, but he's not entirely wrong when he speaks ill of the relationship between himself and the media. They really do like to publish things that are negative about him, and it's not like them to just leave something. I think it was more the case that there was a fascination with the rise of the party that was going to, pardon the expression, Trump. Netanyahu, who always had the military prowess and the security credentials, that when a person goes in a voting booth and they're all alone and it's private and they're not being asked who you're going to vote for, they're going to vote health and wealth. They're going to vote for in this case in Israel, thinking that knowing that there's 150,000 missiles in the north pointed at
I was going to say
population.
Exactly,
and more missiles in the south. People don't vote on the price of cottage cheese. They vote on their well-being. And he always had the military presence. Well, here comes a party. Now, I mean, there's a proportional representation. There's 120 seats, so each party puts together a list with the most important members at the top and working its way down of 120 or a reasonable number that they might get of people in the party. In Gantz's party, the first four seats have three former Army Chiefs of Staff. Well, that's like voting for in one ballot, voting for the entire Joint Chiefs of Staff in America. It's unprecedented.
Right.
But the feeling was that it was controlling the edge that Netanyahu had in the security echelon. That didn't really pan out either, because Gantz, another one of his mistakes was to originally embrace the Iranian nuclear treaty. He did a zigzag, as they call it over here, on that. He ultimately reneged on his support of it, but it stuck. People said, you know, this is our great military prowess, and he's supporting the nuclear treaty, the Iranian deal. That didn't set very well either. So
a lot of
it's inexperience.
Right, exactly. So this will confirm that a right-wing government will stay in control of Israel, right?
That's pretty much for certain. The real question is, one of the things that Gantz did was swore that he would not join a Netanyahu government. But then a tape was played of him speaking at a meeting, telling his confidants that he would be in a government if Netanyahu made the offer. So now he has two things on the table. His answer to it was, well, I said the windows were closed. I didn't say the door was closed, too. What that means, I can't begin to tell you. But the voters don't seem to understand it either.
Yeah, I get it. Live from Jerusalem, Michael Friedson, editor of the Media Line News Agency on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, thank you very much.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Anytime, any place.